Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. Find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we got a lot of construction underway here in York County, particularly at our county parks. Pat Morrison is with us. He is the famed director of the Ebenezer Park and his able-bodied, what would we call him, peer? That's it, Jason Rattery with the new Field Day Park, which we ought to examine the name for Field Day Park. It's the Lake Wylie Park. Anyway, hi, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Manny.
Hey, Manny. How you doing?
All right. Let's start with the senior member of the group here. Is that you? No, I guess that's Pat Morrison, tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would.
Yeah, Manning. I've been with the county for a little over 26 years, Ebenezer Park for all of those years, and moved into the superintendent's job 2011, and just really enjoy working for the county and being a part of the community and making things better for our community.
And we'll talk about the number of changes that have occurred in 26 years at Ebenezer Park.
Woo. Absolutely.
Okay, Jason, same thing with you.
I've been with the county a little over a year now. Before that, I was at the town of Fort Mill for 8 years, helped running their athletic program. York County, born and raised, lived in Rock Hill my entire life, and went to Winthrop University in college. So,
good for you.
Yeah, tied to the area.
Good. It's called Roots.
That's right.
We did a TV series on that a long time ago. All right, guys. Needless to say, as York County continues to grow, so too does the interest or demand, I would say, for recreational activities. And if you take a look at what's going on now, generally speaking, in York County, no question that the county council and the administration are getting that message.
Absolutely.
Not only with what they're doing at your parks, but the new Riverbend Park, which is underway. I mean, it's just people just want to have something to do. And when you look at Ebenezer, let's start with Ebenezer. That park was around before you got there, wasn't it, Pat?
Yes. Ebenezer Park was established in 1988. Started with just, you know, the picnic area, some swimming, picnic shelters, some day use activities, and then in 92 they completed the campground, which is when I was hired, came on to the county in 92. I did take a few years away from the county, so that's why the math doesn't add up. But once we added the campground, we've kind of stayed stale for the last several years, or many years, until, you know, here recently we did the shoreline erosion project to try to protect our shoreline. And then in November of last year, we began a huge master plan improvement project that has some great amenities.
Now, the master plan and this big project you're doing right now is all a direct result of the increased usage for the park.
Yes. I mean, the demand is very high for recreation, as we know, in our county. And we do, from a standpoint of community, I mean, countywide, we do a great job with recreation throughout the county. A lot of opportunities, but we are the only access on Lake Wylie that offers swimming. And through the years, we just noticed that that particular area of the park needed the most attention. And we were on a 26-acre park, and so we just are struggling with a way to, you know, create space when you don't have a lot of space. So we did that. One of the nice features that we are adding is a 10,000 square foot pier that kind of gives us some land on the water, so to speak. And on that pier, there'll be some shelters that have picnic tables, along with some double-sided swings where you can actually just sit out on the lake and have a picnic and enjoy the surroundings.
We were chatting about that before we got started, and I was trying to figure out how you're going to schedule those. I'll call them cabanas, all right? Sounds good, doesn't it? Tropical feel. Because I can see a family coming out there camping out at 6 o'clock in the morning, not leaving until 7 o'clock at night, which you only have, whatever, is it half a dozen of those things? Or?
Well, there'll be five cover shelters on the lake.
Okay.
So, yeah, and you're making my job even harder for me to have to plan this even before we open. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how all that, you know, unfolds as we see the completed product. It's really exciting. Some of the, you know, comments we're getting on Facebook, you can tell people are beginning to get really excited about, you know, the completed product. And, you know, not only with the pier, we're going to have kind of like an amphitheater type facility where we can do movies in the park, hopefully some concerts. And we've improved our boating launch area. We've added some day slips. We've added a kayak and canoe launch with that project. So it's just when it opens, which we hope to be sometime in September, we're really looking forward to what the community has to say about it.
Well, good for you that it's opening after school starts, because that way you'll at least have some time to shake it down.
Yeah, it's a little anticlimactic, you know, being at the end of the summer, but, you know, you can't control certain things that have happened throughout this year, mainly the weather and, of course, COVID's played a huge role in, you know, the delays.
But I would venture to say that the virus has not hurt at all your camping business, has it?
No, sir. We are completely been booked, continue to stay booked, even with people not having amenities that they normally would have, like swimming and fishing. You know, it's been pretty incredible to see the amount of people that still want to come out. I guess a lot of people, you know, are just still wanting to enjoy the outdoors, and that's one way to do it.
They want something to do.
That's exactly right.
You can't go to a sit-down restaurant. You can't go to a movie theater. I mean, come on, yeah. So you're giving them a hate. Now, how many camp slots do you have out there?
Yeah, so we have 66 camp sites, and we rent those 13 months in advance. And I definitely, with some of the improvements we're doing, you want to get your reservations in for the next summer holidays, as it will be a huge demand on those.
So when you rent them 13 months in advance, right now, you're full. I couldn't rent one now if I wanted to.
Well, this year's been a little different because of some of our amenities being unavailable.
Right.
The amount of time that you have to book out is not as bad as it has been in previous years. Now, once we complete the improvements, you're looking probably having to book out anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks if you want to camp on a weekend.
And how long can I book for?
You can book up to 14 nights consecutively. So,
and then I got
to
leave.
Got to leave this time of year, and then you can come back the very next day if you'd like. And we have a lot of people that do that. Kind of like your summer home.
Yeah, I should say. And what is it? I mean, what is a campsite rent for? I have no idea.
Yeah, so our rates are based on whether you're resident or non-resident. We do, because county taxpayers pay taxes to support the facility. We give them somewhat of a discount. So for a county resident, you're looking at $28 a night. And then for a county senior, which is anybody 60 or over, you can rent it for $23 a night, plus tax, of course. And then for an out-of-county resident, it's $31 a night. We have full hookup, which is very unusual for a lot of campgrounds. I mean, which means you have full service, water, sewer, and electric. So it's a pretty incredible deal, kind of when you start looking around at what other parks charge to camp.
So right now at Ebenezer Park, the only thing that you're doing is a camping. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Boat slips are not operational. Swimming's not operational. So your face is in the middle of the dartboard at the local homeowner's house. Is that it?
Only when he pulls up to a different landing and realizes that they are packed for the weekend. And we understand people are frustrated. Yeah. You know, I boat myself. I've had to go to these other landings, and I can understand why people are frustrated. But we just kept looking to what the finished product will be, and we really feel like it'll be worth the wait.
So how big is this overall project in terms of dollars and cents?
Yeah, it was $4.6 million, and the good news is it was paid for with H-Tax, which is hospitality tax, so it didn't cost the taxpayer one dime.
And that's something. Every time you buy a sandwich or you know, get a prepared meal, you're helping to pay for these recreational things. That's good.
Yeah,
good.
And that's just a testament to what the county has done with bringing in, you know, events to our area. Visit York County does an incredible job.
And there's no way you're going to get any more land out there, is there?
Not at all. We're hoping to add some future parks, you know, down the road, but we'll see what happens.
All right.
Allison Creek is on the radar, but that's it's exciting, but a little bit of waste.
Well, there's already a boat ramp there, right?
That's exactly right. Just need some staff.
Just need some staff and some acreage, and we're ready to go.
That's correct.
All right. Meanwhile, on the other part of the county, as we go north across the other side of the lake, we've got a brand new park. And when I say brand new, it's not even open yet. Is that right, Jason?
That's right. Aiming to open late August, early September. We're really excited. 32-acre park, recreation park, three multi-purpose fields that can be used for soccer, flag football, lacrosse, three baseball, softball fields with 300-foot distances so we can accommodate all age groups there, a community center, two covered shelters that'll be able to be rented, and six pickleball courts. So not a small undertaking, this project, but it's going to be quite the addition to York County.
The story behind this park is an interesting story. It goes back long time ago when former Councilman Tom Smith, I think it was saying we need to get some recreation up here, and he kept pounding over the years and finally was able to get not only the council to agree to put some dollars in here, but he got the citizens up there along with some other people to agree to go out and knock on doors and get them to pass a special taxing district.
Right. I think that's one of the biggest things with this park is the community support. I've kind of felt just being here the last year, like as you stated, Tom, you know, he said some of these, you know, citizens were working on this project mid 2000s. And they were really trying to get this thing underway, not necessarily for their kids to play because their kids were already 10, 11, 12, but for the future kids to play, which is really pretty incredible. And it's not like, you know, once some of these citizens' kids aged out and got older, you know, they were still fighting for this park. So that was kind of big. And, you know, in 2016, that was kind of when it was – you know, a group of taxpayers and county management was really sitting down and trying to figure this thing out and projecting millage and whatnot. And, you know, what they projected in 2016 is still where we're at now, the 5 mils. And it's not going to be raised in this year either. So that's exciting. And really, you know, the taxpayers and that committee and the citizens really pushed for this because without them, this park wouldn't be here. I mean, they voted to tax themselves to help create this park.
Yeah, I don't know what the breakdown is in terms of how many dollars are coming from the tax district and how many are coming from HTAX. But I do remember, I think I'm right about this, that part of the millage that is was passed and approved by the voters includes operational expenses.
Correct.
So not just the construction, but operational.
Yes,
somebody,
sir,
to run this doggone thing.
Right, absolutely. And that's kind of where I come in a little bit. And that's
you're the millage boy.
That's right. But I'll take it. It's just very exciting. We're super excited. I think the community in Clover Lake Wylie area is very excited. And really, this is an exciting thing for the entire county.
All right, so where are we with the construction? You got all these things.
Right. So we are getting close. Multi-purpose fields are done. Community centers getting close to being done. Baseball, softball fields. We've got the turf infield. I do want to put in a little side note on that. The baseball and softball fields are turfed infields, artificial turf, something that's obviously the first in York County and really one of the only places between Huntersville and Charleston that this is around. So it's really exciting. Pretty much that just means instead of a bunch of dirt in the infield and it rains an hour, you're done for the whole day. It can rain and you can either play through the rain or play 5 minutes later. So that's exciting. But we are getting close to construction. Pickleball courts are underway now. Parking, pavement for the parking lots have been done last week and this week. So we're getting there.
So when it came time, when everybody said we're going to have a park, how did you figure out what you wanted in the park? In other words, you look at the pickleball. Now, that's not something the kids play. That's something that seniors play.
Well, really, any age can play it. I've kind of been around pickleball a little bit at Fort Mill and now here, and I've seen people as old as mid-80s play, and I've seen someone as young as 10 years old play. So it's kind of a mix of ping pong and tennis, but I definitely give the decision at pickleball was done before I got here. But it was definitely foresight from county management and these citizens and taxpayers to really kind of see a need for this area because especially I feel like every city in York County has got a small group, Rock Hill, there's a big following in TDK and Fort Mill, so this will be kind of a nice area. Really the first in York County that you can go and play for free. So
I think it would be very interesting as part of the grand opening ceremonies to have a pickleball match between Jason Rattery and Pat Morrison. What do you think?
Well, we can be on the same team, Manny, then you can have a partner. We'll play against you.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Who's your partner,
Manny? I'll get Charlie Ruffalo. Charlie and I will be the pickleball team. So you had basically a lot of different people around the table saying what we want in this park.
Right. I know some of those early planning meetings, the pickleball community really came out for it because it was kind of a tough balance. From what I know before I got here, it was either going to be, you know, 1 to 2, maybe 3 tennis courts or 6 pickleball courts. And, you know, it was a tough decision to be made, but, you know, I think it's kind of the right decision. Definitely for something not just appeal to, you know, a certain demographic. I mean, this can really appeal to anybody.
Of course, I've seen places where they take a tennis court and they just bring out a little net, put it there in the middle of the court.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's a pickleball. It basically, it's a quarter of a tennis court is what
Correct.
It is.
Correct. Yeah, and I think the idea was just to have, you know, something in York County to, you know, we're already kind of different on some things with the turf baseball fields and the
sure.
multi-purpose fields, and this was another way to kind of have this park stand
So these
out.
Are designated pickleball courts. Can't
Correct.
Use it for anything else than pickleball.
Correct, yes, sir. They're designated
cool.
pickleball courts.
Yeah,
you. It's
going
to be really exciting. And with 6 pickleball courts, we can host things like tournaments, too, in the future. That kind of gives us the minimum number we can to host some tournaments. So.
Now, that I'd like to see.
And it's,
a pickleball
will.
Tournament.
You'd be amazed. It's pickleball has quite the following.
Yeah, sure. I tell you, people who play pickleball, they're in the wind.
They are.
Out there, they're not out there socializing. They have a mint julep in between points. No, no,
right,
no, no.
Right, right, right.
They're out there to win.
Yeah, it's fun to play, though. I'll definitely have to get everybody out there to play.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, gentlemen, there is a special thing that we do here at Substation 2. We tell everybody why they come here for fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. It's in the magic white letters there, and we all say it together at the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. A little more enthusiasm next time. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, emergency room director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's business class internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
Cruise to financial freedom with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. With our low rates, there's no better time to apply. Get a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days by applying for your auto loan early so you know what to look for before you start shopping. You can also use our auto loan calculator in Founders Online to set your budget and plan ahead. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Pat Morrison, the superintendent of the Ebenezer Park, and Jason Rattery, the future superintendent of the Field Day Park, a.k.a. Lake Wylie Park. I'm still hanging there for Lake Wylie. You know, I just, you know, name makes a whole lot more sense than the Field Day. Okay, so Pat, you're going to reopen this park. I mean, right now, all you have is camping.
Right.
And when that happens, you've got this new amphitheater space. And it's really set up like an amphitheater. I mean, is there seating there? I mean, that you can sit on the ground, tiered
well,
seating?
Not exactly. I mean, when I say amphitheater, it's really just a stage area.
Okay.
To where it actually can have tables in it as well to possibly have, you know, events for birthday parties, those type things, family gatherings. But it'll have two huge barn doors on the front of it that will open up to a great lawn where people will sit for concerts, movies in the park.
So it's actually an elevated platform.
Yes.
Slightly.
Slightly. Not anything.
Under roof.
It'll be under roof. That is correct.
Yeah. All right.
So
it can be used for lots of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're racking our brain and being creative to see what, you know, type things we can have in there.
So when it comes to programming in the amphitheater, whether it be movies or whatever, maybe a concert or some kind, that's what your staff does?
Yes. So our staff works usually during the off season. You know, some people think, well, there's no camping. What do they do? Well, you know, we're out making repairs on the park. We're planning for summer events such as movies in the park. We generally try to have three per season, one in the early spring, maybe midsummer, and then one kind of, you know, right around when school starts, Labor Day-ish.
So Ebenezer Park was already hugely, what would I call it, overused. I mean, it was just, everybody loves going out to Ebenezer Park. Now you're putting more stuff in there to attract more people. Where are you going to park all these cars?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, and it is, you know, unfortunately, it's one of those challenges that, you know, will be interesting as we open up, because obviously with the improvements, people are going to come out and enjoy the park even more, and so what I'm going to suggest is if you want to, you know, come out and use the park once the improvements are done, you probably need to get there early, because there will be probably many weekends where we run out of parking. You know, when you're on a small park, you have to maximize it the best you can. And when you run out of parking, you just run out of parking. But, you know, we'll be looking at other options possibly down the road, just, you know, depending on how much it's used.
Right.
But we are expecting, you know, to be at maximum capacity pretty much every single weekend through early spring to, you know, late summer, early fall.
Well, you better start looking at those options already, pal, because I'm telling you, when you open that thing up, especially when the boat traffic is allowed to use it again, you've got lots of parking there, but a lot of that parking is designated for the boats and their cars and the trailers, right?
That is correct, yeah. We'll have one boating parking lot and then one day-use parking lot. And where we used to put some boats into the day-use parking lot for overflow,
right.
With the new setup, I'm not necessarily sure that we'll be able to handle boating, you know, trailers and stuff into the day-use parking lot.
Well, I'm sure, I mean, with the county's focus now on recreation, the new Riverbend Park, the new Field Day Park, the expansion of the Ebenezer Park, there's going to be more parks. I mean, it's just going to happen. The population's growing, and you got to meet the demand for services.
A lot of people move into our area, and, you know, there is a high demand for recreation, and I'm so glad the county has decided to invest in parks, because for 20 years, it was just Ebenezer, so it's nice to have that.
It's interesting, if you go back long enough in York County, I've been here long enough, I can remember when there was a 1-mil referendum for recreation. This is 30 years ago, and it was turned down by the voters. And what little recreation department they had at the time, that was the end of it.
Right.
Now, all these years later, with all this influx of people, And the demand for we want recreation, we want recreation. Well, now the county's focus has changed, and rightfully so. Good for them.
Absolutely.
Riverbend is going to be a beautiful project.
Yeah.
And that's when that one gets up and running.
I'm a little jealous of that one.
Yeah, yeah, I bet you are.
That was going to be nice.
2,000 acres, I should say. Wow. We okay.
It's sweet.
It is sweet. So back up to Lake Wylie. The programming of what you're going to be doing. I mean, you're going to be there full-time. You're going to have anybody with you to help with this project?
There'll be one maintenance person with me there pretty much full-time just to kind of help maintain the park. And then we're going to get some part-time people to work the weekends, just kind of keeping all eyes on the park. I will say one thing that county management really had a focus on, and the taxpayers, is that this isn't just going to be a park for tournaments and events 24/7, 365. We want this to be a park where if you want to bring your son or daughter out on a Sunday afternoon, you'll be able to, you know, use one of the fields, you know, if we don't have anything going on. But the idea is that this is a, you know, a community park as well, so we want, you know, somebody to be able to come out on a Sunday afternoon and bring their kid and throw a frisbee on the multi-purpose fields or play on the playground. There will be a playground out there as well, so fenced-in playground. We just want this to be, you know, something that serves a purpose for the tournament side of things and the bringing that stuff in, but also, you know, as a community-based park as well.
Is there a walking trail in this?
There will be. There'll be a walking trail around the entire park. Most of it, I'd say about 75% of it will be paved, and then there'll be a little gravel walking trail. But it will, you'll be able to walk the entire boundary of the park. So that'll
and,
be
and what would, is that going to be a 1 mile, a half mile?
We haven't measured it out quite yet, but we will definitely have kind of the mile markers out there. I don't want to guess on how big it is, but it is, it's quite, you know, walking around all the fields and the entire property, you know, 32 acres, so it'll be nice.
So when we talk about Ebenezer Park having some activities like movies and that kind of stuff, do you see that as well for the I'm going to call it Lake Wylie Park, the Field Day Park?
Absolutely. That's our biggest plan, obviously, with you know, opening later this summer, and also with the virus going on, we're probably aimed to do a lot of those activities next year. But we have the same vision Pat has with Ebenezer Park to have movies in the park and music in the park as well. At the back deck of the community center, there's a ton of areas, like 20 picnic tables covered. So we're definitely having some events out there as well for the community. Unlike maybe what Pat has, we have over 450 parking spots at the park.
Woo.
So
well,
hopefully we'll be able to.
You'll need them.
Yeah.
Build it and they will come. Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
So do you have some kind of a citizens group that you work with routinely? I mean, a citizens advisory group or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, there's the advisory committee that's made up of residents of the tax district. And we meet usually once a month and discuss some things with the park. And they've been very instrumental with helping in this planning process. And they were around before I was around, you know, some of these citizens back in these early,
right,
you know, meetings to help plan for the park. And we meet with them and we get, you know, their input. And it's been a really good working closely with the community.
I would imagine that'll be a valuable resource down the line. Do you have a similar thing, Pat, that for Ebenezer?
Unfortunately not. You know, we get a lot of feedback from our campers and people,
right,
who use the park
right,
on a regular basis, but nothing as far as a, you know, a group that gets together.
Well, the bottom line of this is look for grand opening announcements for Ebenezer Park down the line and the new Field Day Park, a.k.a. Lake Wylie Park. I'm still pushing on that here in the near future, but congratulations, guys, and thanks for the work that you do. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, Sophia has come in today to lead us into the wonderful chant that we have here at Substation 2, where we tell everybody about fresh subs and salads 7 days a week and why people come here all the time. We're going to all say it together as loud as we can. Are we ready now? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
That's better. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.